Okay, today the Rosh Hashanah continuing in the 14th and final parak of Masech Zvach, and we are up to parak Yudalid, Mishnah Zayin. Ba'u l'Nov l'Givon. When the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, and now they came to Nov and to Givon, and put up the Mishkan in Nov and Givon, Hutra Bamos. Bamos became Mutter once again. Kachi Kachim Nechalim Fenemenachon. Kachi Kachim can only be eaten within the Zara, so to speak. Kachim Kalim B'chol Arei Yisrael. Kachim Kalim can be eaten in anywhere, in all of Arei Yisrael, because Bamos were Mutter, so they were allowed to eat Kachim Kalim anywhere. Bo'ol Yerushalayim Mishneches. They then came to Yerushalayim and they built the actual Beis Hamikdash. So then Nesra Bamos, all the Bamos became Aser. V'lo Yalem Od Heter. And Bamos never became Mutter again. V'hi Haisa Nachla. That's what we refer to as Nachla when the Torah says that Bamos are going to be Mutter only as long as we haven't yet come. El HaMenucha V'yala Nachla. So Mishkan Shiloh was Menucha and the Beis Hamikdash is Nachla. Kachi Kachim Nachalim V'nim Nachalim and Kachi Kachim can only be eaten in the Azara. Kachim Kalim Meister Sheni Lufnim Menachoma, and Kachim Kalim Meister Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin. We learned that when we came to Novin Givon, Bamos became Mutter. Kachim Kachim had to be eaten inside the curtains, and Kachim Kalim could be eaten anywhere. And then in Mishnah Ches, we learned that when we came to Yerushalayim, built the Beis Hamikdash, Bamos became Aser again, and never become Mutter ever again. And that's what we call Nachla. That's what the Torah calls Nachla. So the Kachi Kachim can only be eaten in the Azara, and the Kachim Kalim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yudalid Mishnah Tes.